This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's population grew by nearly 750,000 people over the last decade. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
The state's population growth rate of nearly 15% was double the national rate. As of 2020, more than 5.7 million people call Colorado home. Most of that growth happened along the Front Range. Denver added more than 100,000 residents, as did El Paso County. The state as a whole is also becoming more racially diverse. About 70% of Coloradans identify as white, down from 80% in 2010. But the state's largest city, Denver, has actually become whiter over the last decade. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Mesa County must install new voting equipment or do a hand count for its November election. That's after Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold says a recent upgrade to the county's electronic voting equipment led to a security breach. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Someone entered a man's name into the log of people who were present for this software update. But Griswold's office confirmed that the man was not allowed to be there, and it violated the rules for several reasons because he is not an employee, and those people also have to have a background check.
CPR's Benta Berkland reporting, videos and photos from that update were later shared online. As a result, Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters could face criminal charges. Peters has called the investigation politically motivated because she's a Republican. Coloradans can still sign up for individual health insurance, meaning not from an employer, but only until Sunday. After that, people will only be able to enroll or change their plan if they have a so-called qualifying life event. That's things like getting married, having a baby, or losing health insurance from an employer.